Well, hello and welcome to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. It's another terrific day here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. And I am just so excited that you're joining me both live and on the recording. And I'm just wanting to say thanks for stopping by. Thanks for listening in. I really appreciate that you take the time out of your busy schedule to listen to the terrific Tuesday teleclass. I have fun putting it together, and I love all of your comments and questions, so do keep them coming in. This is Carla McNeil speaking, and you have joined the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. This takes place every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, and the direct access is 218-862-7200. And the bridge number is 549-706. And again, my name is Carla, and my direct email is carla@butterflynetworking.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at butterfly, B-U-T-T-E-R-F-L-Y-N-E-T-W-O-R-K-I-N-G. butterflynetworking.com. And I'm really excited today. I launched another product yesterday, and I just am so thrilled to see the comments and the questions and the things that are coming in on it. It's just absolutely wonderful. So do keep that coming. As always, if you are too shy to ask your questions on the call, please do feel free to send me an email at carla@butterflynetworking.com, or you can give me a phone call at 877-767-7544. As always, I'm looking for people who want to play in that team environment, people who are willing to be coached and mentored and supported as they climb their way up that ladder to success. And I'm going to have a special offer for you today at the end of the call on the brand new workbook that I've just produced. So let's just dive right into today's topic, the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. We're going to talk about social media marketing. And I want to talk about the fact that social media marketing is just like friendships. It takes time. And lately I have been out to a number of different conferences or events. I had to attend a number of meetup events. And if you haven't gone to one of those and you're in a home-based business, I'd say get out there, go find some meetups to attend in your neck of the woods, because there are some awesome people out there that are looking for you. So anyway, at these, I go to these, and I am looking for people who want to learn social media to find customers and clients online, because that's what I do with Butterfly Networking. And so many times people are saying, oh yeah, well, you know, I've been on Twitter and all I see on Twitter is like, get 100,000 followers in a week, or make money with Facebook, or people just keep sending me all those links. Now, I'm not saying that those are fake and that they're all false, because there's some very, very good products out there. And I personally have bought some products that originally I met the person on Twitter. So there is some good stuff out there. You just need to be careful. Just like anything else, there's good stuff in stores and bad stuff in stores. You need to be careful. But the main reason that you go on to and get involved with social media marketing is you are looking to build relationships. You are looking to build friendships. And it takes time. Now think back to all of the friends that you've had in your life. Were those instant successes? Did you immediately shake hands with someone and you were, you know, lifelong bosom buddies? No. That's not how it works. And social media marketing is the same way. People need to get to know who you are, what you're all about, what you have to offer, what you are, who you are as a human being. And just like in building a friendship, you need to follow some of the basics when you're going online and using social media marketing. Friends are devoted and loyal. They pay attention to each other. You want to take that onto the web. You want to pay attention to your friends on the web. Being genuine and demonstrating that you actually care is important. It really is important. And people can tell when you're just out there doing stuff, oh, just need more numbers, just need more numbers, versus actually taking the time to make sure that you are targeting your products and services in the right direction. And talking to those people, finding out, is this a need that they have? Am I doing a good job in my marketing? So if you go out and you want to play by the numbers and you just spam people with buy my stuff, then yeah, in the beginning you might make a little money, but it won't last. It won't last. People will start unfriending you, stop following you, removing you from their pages, not allowing your comments to be posted on their blogs. It's not worth it. So be devoted and loyal to your friends online, just like you would be to your friends face to face. Now, I'm not saying everybody has to become your bosom buddy, because not everybody's your bosom buddy. But you have to take that concept and share it online just like you do face to face. Friends support each other when there's trouble or disaster. When you are engaged in social media marketing, you want to make sure that you show the same support. When someone's in trouble, you don't just ignore them. You can give them a word of encouragement. Depending on your relationship, sometimes all it takes is a little quote. Find a quote that is along the same lines of the challenge that they're having. And maybe all they need to know is that someone out there is actually paying attention, supporting. Now, there are other friends that you will go even further for. And then you have other friends that you'll go even less far for. Carry that same concept with you when you go out into social media marketing. Remember, when you take good care of your friends will take good care of you. So treat your social media marketing friends with some TLC, just like you do your regular friends. Creating good karma with your social media marketing is also pretty important. In fact, it's darned important. You want to make sure that you're one of the good guys. You want to present yourself, show that you're interesting, show that you have good information. Demonstrate that you're not just there for the money. Now, when I say not just there for the money, you are there to make money, and there's nothing wrong with making money. However, what you're coming out there with is a moral, ethical product that you know people are looking for, that people need. You're providing a quality product. You're not out there spamming people. You want to make sure that's how you're coming across. Now, I take a look at some of the Twitter feeds or the Facebook walls of some of the people, and all they are is just a line of who they're friends with. They became friends with 50 new friends today, or or they join 20 new groups. But there's nothing else on their wall. That's all it is. It's just, I joined a group, I made a new friend. That's not being interesting. That's not giving the opportunity for people to comment. It's just boring. It's boring. I take a look at those and I go, oof. You know, if it's someone I know, I'm going to send them a direct message and say, you need to spice up your wall a little bit. In fact, just before I came on this call, someone had sent me an email with a dog video, and a dog video at the beach. And I've seen this video before, and I absolutely love it. And I kind of lost track of it. And so this time, I immediately went and posted it on my Facebook wall. It put a huge smile on my face. So I want to share that, and I want to offer that smile out to my friends. Now, maybe not all my friends are dog lovers like I am, but that's okay. They don't have to watch the video, but it is there, allowing people to stop, make a comment, and just put a smile on their face, as well as I also have products to offer. So three ways that you can create good karma for you and your home business in the online environment are, number one, respond and reply to people who direct message you, who post comments on your wall. Stay in touch with those people who reach out to you. Respond to their comments, their tweets, their questions, and ask questions that are engaging, so that people want to stay in contact with you. Sometimes you just ask a silly question, like, what did you have for breakfast this morning? That can generate a lot of comments on your wall. You're wanting to engage people, and as human to human. So two very good examples that you can find on Facebook that respond and reply to their friends are Bob Berg and Jeff Herring. Both of those gentlemen, and me too, Carla McNeil, are excellent examples of staying engaged and responding and replying. So, number two is to give users alternatives. You know, there are still thousands and thousands of people who know absolutely next to nothing about social media marketing and who don't trust the internet. You want to make sure in your home-based business that you give people alternate ways to connect with you. So you want to be as available on as many different platforms as you possibly can. And I don't mean you got to go out and join them all. I mean as possibly can within your own time limits of being able to handle. And as you learn and grow, or as you take advantage of the services at Butterfly Networking, you can handle more and more. But be available on as many platforms as you possibly can. You know, you like email, on the telephone. When I first start out on this terrific Tuesday teleclass, I give you an email address. I give you a phone number. I give you a website. As many different platforms as you can. Because not everybody is comfortable with everything. Number three way to create good karma with social media marketing is to reward good mojo. And you can do that by creating contests, giving away prizes, or conducting surveys. People, including you and me, but I definitely include myself in this, love to be part of success stories. Love to be part of the winning team. It was pretty sad in my neighborhood when Montreal lost the hockey game. People want to be part of the winning team. That's why people get so carried away when they're cheering for their sports team or cheering for their team. You want to be part of that winning team. So providing an opportunity in as many ways as you possibly can. You want to reach out, say thanks. It's just an excellent way to reward good mojo. You can even thank people publicly on whatever platform you're on. I love to thank people for retweeting. So I'll go to my Twitter page and I'll give it, go through and find the people who've retweeted either my products, or I love to tweet quotes. They're what I like to read on Twitter, so I spend a lot of time looking and searching for quotes that I like. And people retweet those, and they retweet about the telecast, and they retweet about the articles. And I get on there and I thank them for doing that publicly. That way, other people know that they're good people, and they'll want to follow them too. Makes a big difference. Remember, when you're online, just because you can't see them doesn't mean they aren't real human beings. Don't get caught in the trap of depersonalizing just because you can't see them. I know last week I made a big mistake on Facebook, and I posted something on my page, and I honestly thought I had given the woman credit who had written it, but I hadn't. And she sent me a direct message, and she was very upset with me, and rightly so. Give credit where credit is due. So I apologized profusely twice, because I know what it's like when people take my articles. I had one just the other day. They took it and they rewrote some of it. They put swear words in it, and there was not even a single way that I could contact them. So I know how that woman feels when she sees her stuff on my wall without her name attached to it. Give people credit where credit is due. And when you slip up, like we're all human, we all do, apologize. There's nothing wrong with giving an apology. You're going to have to do it many times in your life. You might as well do it on social media too. Remember, the word social is in there. It is social media. So when you're promising your customers and clients the moon via social media, don't wait until the evening hours to make all of that good. You want to nurture your presence online hour by hour. And there's nothing simpler than clicking on somebody's response and just saying thanks. I do that on my wall. So does Bob Berg. So does Jeff Herring. Just say thanks. It all adds to your good karma. And you really want to have that good karma for the times when you make a mistake, like I just did. Right? Build up that good karma. There are lots of people out there who say that Facebook, no, it's just a waste of time. Everybody just plays games. Well, in many cases, yes, Facebook can be a waste of time. But there are also a number of ways where Facebook is good for business. And here's some benefits that you, as a home-based business owner or small business owner or even a brick-and-mortar business owner, can benefit. All right? If you are participating, number one, if you're participating in an event and you want others to attend, like a teleclass or a fundraiser, what else? A webinar, a live event, you can really get the word out quickly using social media. You can use Twitter, you can use Facebook, you can use LinkedIn. All of them make it really easy to get out there and make a good showing. Some people also say that you can't use Facebook locally. You can. There are certain ways to target for your customers and clients using Facebook. And if you're interested in learning how to do that, go on over to butterflynetworking.com and submit your name and your preferred email, and you can get started getting those tips. And part of that shows you how you're able to do that. And those tips are free. That's my gift to you. Number two, you can learn about your distant customers by their post. Now, I have a few customers that live quite far away, and a couple of them that I've never met. But it's like I feel like I know them because we have chatted on Facebook, we've used the instant message, we've tweeted back and forth, we've retweeted each other's stuff, a couple of people I've talked to on Skype. And it's amazing how when you meet them, you feel like you know them. So you can stay connected with those customers that you already have, find out more about what it is that they're looking for, and be able to create products that they would love to have. Number three, my customers sometimes say some profound things, and these profound things can have a real positive impact on how you do business. Just a simple matter of, you know, Carla, I love the way you did this. And I'm thinking, gee, really? Wow. So I'm going to do more of it like that. Or, Carla, do you think perhaps you might be able to? And I go, well, I never thought of it like that. I'll give that a shot. We'll see what it's like. The profound things can have a real big impact on your business. And for those of you who have had that impact on my business, I thank you profusely. And a few that I can think right off the top of my head are Deanna and Karen, Lisa and George, and all the rest of you. I'm sorry, those are the only names that are coming to my mind right now. But thank you. I am very grateful that we have the type of relationship that you can tell me those things. So number four benefit of being on Facebook, and this one is fun. You are reminded of when your customers' birthdays are. You don't have to keep track of them. You don't have to spend money keeping track of them, building a database, getting someone to maintain it. You don't have to do that. You can send them birthday greetings on their Facebook wall. I mean, go take a look at some of your friends and look at all the wonderful birthday greetings that are on their walls. Now, you can also choose to send a card if you like. It's your call. But it's wonderful. Think of all the times that people have recognized you on your birthday and how wonderful you feel. And number five, you can find old friends. You can find new friends through your current friends, through your future friends. And some of them are going to become your customers or your clients. And some of them are going to refer new customers and clients to you. It's a great way to stay in touch and meet new people. Now, so what we've talked about tonight is social media marketing, about making sure when you get involved, you think of it as friendships. It takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. And just like building friendships, you build the relationships online by being devoted and loyal, supporting your friends, and remembering to take care of them with some TLC. You create your own good karma by responding and replying to the people who you interact with. You don't ignore people. You respond and reply. You give users alternatives of ways to contact you. And you reward good mojo. And then the great benefits of Facebook. And playing games is not a benefit. You're participating in events, you can get the word out quickly. You can learn about your distant customers. You can learn through their posts. Your customers can say profound things that can have a big impact on your business. You're reminded of your customers' birthdays, and you can find both old friends and new friends on Facebook. It really, when you do it right, it really is an excellent tool And it's one of the many tools in your social media marketing tool belt. So on that note, I'm going to talk about the new product that I created. I spent way too much time creating this product. I spent over 60 hours creating a workbook. And it's 30 tips and techniques workbook on how to use social media. So if you are one of the people who's having trouble keeping everything straight, it's like, oh my gosh, how many things am I signed into? How many things do I have? Oh, where did they all come from? Where did all my passwords go? So if you've set up your Facebook profile and you just don't get it, or you can actually see the value. I mean, I just gave you 5 reasons for Facebook. So you can see the value of participating in Facebook, but you just don't have the time. Perhaps you want to become more organized with all your different profiles. Another one I get a lot is people say, well, I've heard about Twitter, but I just don't get it. It just looks stupid to me. I get lots of comments like that. Or perhaps you've heard of all of those numerous unspoken rules of etiquette. Do you answer the questions? Don't you answer the questions? Do you respond? Do you reply? Do you do them all? Do you do them all at once? So this workbook was created to solve those challenges for you. And it is available online. It is a digital product. And what you are going to have when you get this workbook is you are going to have 30 tips and techniques right at your fingertips. You're going to have all your information in one place. It's going to get you off to a great start with your social media marketing. You're going to have space to make some of your own notes and comments. And you are going to be able to take all of the 30 tips that I offer for free that you get one day at a time. You're going to get them all right now. Right now. And you're going to easily be able to find all the tips that you're looking for because they're also indexed by topic. It will keep you, help you stay organized. It will help you be more productive. And it will help you, it'll be an excellent reference tool for you. Now, because it's the May long weekend here in Canada, and this is my introductory offer, you can go to butterflynetworking.com/30-day workbook, abbreviated WKBK. So that's Butterfly Networking, butterflynetworking.com/30-day workbook, 30-day abbreviated workbook, WKBK. Now, I am offering that as an introductory May long weekend special of 50% off. And that 50% off is for $47. Now, the price is going to go up on Friday, May the 28th. And it's going to go up to the regular price of $97. It is an excellent, excellent product. At a steal of a deal at $47. Just, and I think of all the things that I've put in there for you to assist you in getting off to the right foot and moving your social media marketing profiles forward, you will be surprised. Now, the bonus that comes with the workbook is a 30-minute telephone consultation with me to advise you on your social media marketing progress. I'll take a look at what you've done to date, what I would recommend that you add or subtract, or where you can get different resources. I have a mountain of information. I personally have been learning and developing this information for 2 years. and I have saved a multitude of resources, so it's very likely that I'm going to be able to answer your question almost immediately. And if I can't, I'll find it for you. Because I, too, am a networker. So you can get your 30 tips and techniques to get yourself started with social media marketing workbook right now over on butterflynetworking.com/30DAYWKBK for the introductory 50% off price of $47. And as of midnight on May the 28th, that will be going up for the regular price of $97. So get in there now, get that steal of a deal, and I look forward to hearing you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thank you.